This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Ackles. Illinois lawmakers hope to tackle soaring utility bills in the remaining 4 days of the fall veto session. They also want to figure out how to fund Chicago area transit, which is facing a $200 million deficit. But House Speaker Chris Welch says, above all, Illinois Democrats want to protect democracy.
We're going to condemn political violence in all forms, whether it comes from a gunman radicalized by the darkest corners of the internet or masked ICE agents. We're going to recognize that substantive due process is the only thing that separates a lawful detention from a kidnapping. And we're going to support the First Amendment rights that make all that possible.
Welch says he's also hoping to pass a bill that would bar federal agents from making warrantless arrests in courthouses. The Trump administration is asking colleges to make policy changes in exchange for special federal funding opportunities. As Emily Hayes reports, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign officials say they wouldn't sign that agreement.
The White House first asked 9 universities to join the compact. Bloomberg reports the administration is now making an offer to all colleges in the U.S. It asks them to comply with a range of demands, like limiting international enrollment and closing departments that belittle conservative ideas. Speaking at a university Senate meeting Monday, U of I Provost John Coleman said administrators believe the compact would curtail academic freedom and the campus's ability to make its own decisions.
We are of like minds on the inappropriateness of the proposed compact, and that the university would not be involved in a compact of that type with that list of demands.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has publicly rejected the compact, while University of Texas leaders are considering the offer. I'm Emily Hayes.
Another protest of the Trump administration is planned for Springfield Saturday in front of the State House. It's one of hundreds of No Kings demonstrations planned across the country. The Springfield event is scheduled from noon to 2 on Saturday. A similar protest is planned for Decatur the same day. Previous demonstrations in the capital city this year have had large turnouts. Organizers say the Trump administration has doubled down since the summer with stepped-up immigration enforcement and the president's calls to use the military in the streets of American cities. Tax return data shows Governor J.B. Pritzker and his wife M.K. earned nearly $11 million last year. Capital News Illinois reports 2024 ranks as the Pritzker's second highest earning year since launching his 2018 campaign. Much of Pritzker's income came from capital gains. Pritzker put most of his investments in a blind trust before taking office, meaning he doesn't manage the money but still reaps the earnings. The governor is an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune and is one of the wealthiest politicians in American history. He's currently worth $3.7 billion, putting him among the 1,000 wealthiest people in the world. Pritzker's seeking a third term, and his running mate, Christian Mitchell, also released his return, showing he made nearly $600,000. Authorities say they're continuing to investigate a triple homicide on Hoover Avenue last week. It occurred in what's known as the Cabbage Patch neighborhood. Detectives say they've conducted numerous interviews with occupants of the home, family members of the victims, and others connected to the case. They have determined one of the victims, 21-year-old Devine Brady of Springfield, was not a resident of the home and had no connection to those who lived there. They are still investigating what role he may have had leading up to the incident. Also killed were 22-year-old Manisha Day and 9-year-old Cash Russell, both of Springfield. No arrests have been made. Police are asking for the public's help. An investigation is underway after a human skull was found in a Springfield creek. It was discovered near the 6200 block of Winterberry Lane in the Lake Point subdivision on September 20th. A group of children playing in the area spotted the skull. No other remains were found. The Sangamon County Coroner says it was examined by an anthropologist and sent to the state police for possible DNA extraction. This is NPR Illinois.